On today's episode of the Mentoring Minute podcast, I had the opportunity to sit down with Lauren Jacula, who's the Director of Talent Development for ZCL Composites. ZCL is an excellent corporate mentoring partner here in Edmonton who supports mentoring for youth, not just with their donations and financial support, but also with time. They are one of the corporate mentoring partners for an agency here in Edmonton, and they support youth mentoring by bringing over each week 18 different young people to participate in a group mentoring and a one-on-one mentoring program here at their company. So they're a great example of how corporate partners can be so much more in your community as advocates for your program, and we think they're an excellent case study. We encourage you to check out albertamentors.ca/corporate-mentoring to learn about our corporate mentoring toolkit and how your mentoring program can benefit from approaching large or small corporations, unions, churches, faith organizations, and other partners in your community. So let's unpack their story. Without further ado, here is Lauren in conversation with the Alberta Mentoring Partnership.
How long have you been with ZCL?
Almost exactly a year. So it's been a year and...
Yeah, tell us about ZCL.
ZCL is the largest manufacturer of underground fiberglass storage tanks. We have 6 manufacturing facilities around North America, 2 in Canada, in Quebec and here in Edmonton, and Maryland, Texas, California, and Iowa. And chances are, if you're filling up your car with gas or diesel, 10, 20 feet below you is one of our tanks. So we store that fuel so that it doesn't creep into the environment and contaminates the fuel. I think we've installed almost 250,000 tanks in the past 30, 40 years. So ZCL is a Canadian company, and Xerxes was an American company. ZCL bought Xerxes, and now we've kind of become, that's how that started. And it's great work, and I can see us everywhere. One of our biggest clients is 7-Eleven, and every time I go to 7-Eleven, I think that's one of our tanks down there.
So was the hardest part of the merger deciding on the pronunciation of the yeah. First letter?
Is no, that's funny.
Z-Z-Z-Z.
And I'm off to Maryland next week, and it's ZCL down there and ZCL up here, and I kind of flip-flop between both.
So how did you come to be connected with Big Brothers Big Sister?
My work here, I'm the Director of Talent Development, and that can mean a lot of different things. Basically, in my one role, I have what I'm trying to do is work on engagement with our employees, developing our leaders, trying to improve our employee experience. Another part of my role is in community development, which we run a program called the Community Engagement Program, where we're really trying to contribute to the community in which we operate in, and where our employees live and work and play. So what a perfect program to put both of those sides of my personal role together. And mentoring in human resources or in corporate land is playing a big role in how we develop our employees nowadays, whether it's in leadership development. We have a program that we're just about to roll out here, a peer mentoring program where new employees get partnered with a friend or buddy or a peer and help them learn the ropes about the company and the culture and how to be successful. This is exactly the same thing. The reason I also thought it was going to be really a good for us is we've been trying to do more in the community, and that's where we've started. And we've found, even though in our corporate head office here, we only have a few dozen employees, mostly, you know, senior leadership and managers and directors, we were able to find, 18 people that were willing to volunteer their time to meet with a little once a week, which was awesome. I didn't think we would get that much interest, but I was very happy to see we did.
So 18 individuals of all staff levels?
Our chief financial officer, we have our vice president of human resources, vice president of manufacturing, many directors like myself, many managers. This is the head of the business in all of North America. So very busy people, yet every time Thursday afternoon comes around and we know our friends are coming over, everyone that's in town, because a lot of us travel quite a bit, are excited about it. And the same comment always is, man, I'm so glad we got to do that today because I just feel better. I was having a hard day and that was great. It feels like kind of going to the gym. Like it's, oh man, I don't know if I have time to do this today. I don't have know if I have time to meet with our the littles or the friends. But then after you do it, it's like, wow, I'm so happy that we did. Just yesterday, we went outside and we had an egg toss where we got together in teams. So we had two bigs and two littles get together to make some kind of contraption to protect an egg, and then to see how far we could throw it. And it was awesome. We had a great time. The bigs are even more into it than the littles are. Of course, we put the littles first and try to take in all their ideas and everything. But it was awesome to get outside. We've done similar things with dropping eggs off our staircase out front and trying to protect them. And it's just been really fun. And I've looked at it as an opportunity not only for us to build relationships with our littles, but it's helped us together because we have people from finance, from marketing, from engineering, from HR like myself, all together in these sessions. And it's awesome. No, I shouldn't call them sessions, but all together in our time with the...
So what's something that in this case, Big Brothers Big Sisters, what's something the mentoring agency has done to make life easier for you to accommodate the program?
Oh, it's been great. So I've worked closely with Michelle, our facilitator at Big Brothers Big Sisters, and she's here every week with us. One of the concerns we had early on that I had as the kind of liaison was, what are we going to do with everybody every week? Like we have 18 grade sixes popping over. Everybody's busy. Do we have to plan? No, Michelle has planned everything. She has activities for us. But in the same sentence, she'll say, but if you want to do anything, feel free. And that's what we've done lately and facilitated kind of our own activities. But she's really walked us through the administrative part, especially up front, a little bit of the paperwork up front that needs to get done. And it's important, and we would never balked at that, but she was very helpful. So her and I and myself as a liaison really work together to, I'm trying to minimize the amount of impact on time for everyone else. And it's worked really well. And it hasn't been a big burden on myself to manage that. But I think having that one key contact person that I serve as for us has been really good for managing everything.
Yeah, we call that person the champion, and yeah. We have a champion job description and tools to help them be successful in the toolkit as well too. So with your colleagues, you mentioned it's obviously it lifted the spirits. What other positive benefits have you seen?
Well, we're really when I was hired last year, it's the first time that the organization had a position like this in human resources. Somebody that was really focused on the employee experience, someone focused on how are people perceiving how they're treated at work, and are we respecting each other enough, and getting feedback from them. I just looked at this program as an interesting way to talk about how relationships can impact us all. So not only are, I think, the littles benefiting from the relationship that they have with their bigs, us, but it's the same as a relationship between a leader and their individual contributors or their supports. We got to spend some time talking about what a good big does. You know, you're focused on the little, asking questions, listening. All of those things are part of a leadership development program. This is just a much better way to kind of talk about it and communicate. So it's almost as if all of us that are bigs are in this leadership development program. How to focus on, and it's even good for any kind of relationships, just being a human and having relationships with people to remind us ourselves, ask the person questions, make sure you fully understand what they're saying to you and listen to them, focus on them instead of us just always wanting to be heard. So I think it's really not only individually felt like we've kind of grown as people from this experience, but again, it brings people from different departments and functions and different levels in our company together once a week for an hour, little bit of time, where we can just all be on an equal playing field and just have fun and enjoy being around each other.
Not be afraid to break a few eggs.
No, exactly. We're breaking eggs all over the place.
Yeah.
It's been really, I can't say enough about how positive the vibe is. And even around here, the people on the Thursdays, when the people that aren't involved in the program, and actually the biggest reason there aren't more of us bigs is just the travel. As so many of us travel, people are going to feel guilty that I was going to be away too much. But we're able to make it work. And for those of us that are away during our visits, our littles just partner up with another group and they make a triad or whatever. But I could just sense all of the other employees, colleagues of ours that aren't a big, are interested in what we're doing and they're checking it out. Of course, we make a little bit of noise, but it's over lunchtime, so it's fine. But it's been really, really positive. You can just feel, it feels different in the building when it's happening.
So they the agency brings the youngsters over to your office on Thursdays, 12 to 1.
Yeah.
And and start at the lunch hour and then takes them back. And are they from a nearby school or is it a there a way that you selected this community or did the agency handle that for you?
The agency handled all that. So working with the agency, basically all we had to say was how many of us were going to be interested in doing it. And they handled everything from there. It was great. It is a local school that's close to us and is close to our manufacturing facility also. That to me made it feel even more important to do because this is the community where we come and we work here. Many of our employees do. And so for us to be able to just help the community a little bit of right where we live, like it's just over a few minutes away, made it feel like the right thing to do.
And so if you were speaking to another corporate partner on the cusp of starting a program or thinking about how to give back, what would your advice to them be?
There's different ways to give to your community. And we do all of them. Like we also provide donations and money to groups that our employees bring up. That's also part of our program. But I think the biggest impact that you can have is just with your time. And we write checks all the time. And I know lots of organizations that do that. And that's great because there are groups that need that to support the work that they do. But to give an hour a week, I honestly believe we get way more out of it than the littles do. But it does feel good and it's a nice boost of energy and work can be hard. And this just seems like it just gives us a boost to get through the rest of the week. Sometimes work is great and other times it's hard. There's hard things that happen. So this little 1 hour, it's almost like preventative maintenance for your soul once a week.
Yeah.
That you can just get this little boost. And I know the kids, I can just see the kids, how happy they are when they get here. And we've got great comments back. The other thing I like is that the principal from their school comes as well most of the time. So the principal comes by, he sees the impact. We've got great feedback from him. He just thinks it's great, the stuff that we're doing. And we all have we just have a blast. It's a fun hour. And it's just 1 hour a week. Everybody has time for 1 hour a week.
One of the ways we sell becoming a mentor to many young people, young adults, is it's not just good for your soul, but also there's all these intangible employment benefits, the developing the quote-unquote soft skills that are so big right now. As an HR professional, when you see a resume and you see somebody who's had mentoring experience, what does that say to you?
Oh, I think it speaks a lot about someone's character, that they're willing to serve others and give of their time. I think time is our most valuable commodity. I know money is important, but to give not only of your money, but of time. We have so much to give. I think a lot of us don't think of ourselves as experts in anything. We're just, you know, normal people just trying to make a living. But what I've learned in my relationship with my little, he's struggling with a lot of things that I struggled with. And for me to be able to just help him and give him a tip here or there by listening to where he's coming from, and just talking with him about how to get through some of the things that he's going through, I don't need to be an expert in that. I just have to be able to listen and have a heart, right? Like it's not that I need to be a counselor or I need to be a professional health professional, but I just need to be able to listen and help him talk through it. And I can just sense the benefit that I've seen how he's grown over the last little while. So not only I think am I gaining skills and being able to talk with him, but he's gaining those skills. Thinking of him, you know, years from now, I think he's building skills to be a better employee in his own life. But back to your original question about if I see, now that I know, now that I've been through the program more and know kind of what's required and what does. I would really look at that as being something super positive on someone's resume, that they've volunteered their time. That would speak a lot.
Did the agency provide training for your staff, or how did you feel in terms of equipping your team to be prepared to meet the littles?
Yeah, it was great. Again, very, very well run. The only thing I wish we would have done differently is started sooner, so that we could have kicked things off. There is a lot of upfront stuff that has to happen, but it's important to do criminal checks, to do the proper training, as you mentioned. These things do take a little time. I would encourage people to start. We kind of ran with the school year, so I wish we would have started right in the summer and been ready to roll in September, and then spent the few weeks it takes to get up to speed. Things do take time, but it wasn't a big time ask on the participants. So I think at the beginning we had a welcome meeting. I think we bought pizza just to say, come hear what we're thinking about trying to do. And even if we were going to get any people interested in that. So we did have a bunch of people come for the pizza and to listen to the presentation. So they helped us with that. They helped us with the initial presentation to make people aware of the program and to answer any questions. The next phase was training and to do some of the paperwork and criminal record check stuff. It was great. We had, again, members from that agency come and talk about what a good mentor looks like. Here's some possible things you might run into. I think we had some folks that were a little nervous about what you might encounter. A lot of our bigs don't have kids, and they don't need to. But they were a little nervous. And the agency had great facilitators come to our offices and sat with us, and we just discussed questions in small group sessions. And those came up a lot, like, what happens if I say this? What if they ask me about drinking and they're only 11? What kind of story? Should I be honest or should I not? And we had just good discussions about that kind of stuff. And then the rest of the process really went with a little bit of paperwork, and we were off. I just feel there's just so much pressure on governments and on schools and on parents that companies and private organizations, whether public or private organizations, just need to do in our communities. Like, I think anything that we're doing to try to make a better place for us all to live benefits us all. Like, we live in this community, so we're trying to improve it. We'd love to have more mentoring programs in other facilities that we run, and we're trying to do that right now. A lot of our communities where we operate in, some, for example, I know one of our communities, 40% of the families do not have a male role model. And that, when I heard that, and I also heard the call for based any kind of male mentor, that it was tough to find males. And that's really when I got excited about advocating for and trying to promote male mentors, especially. Those kind of things really kind of make me think we need to do more. There's no reason that in Edmonton, for example, there's 800 kids that are waiting for a mentor. That seems silly to me. And I'm inspired by the work that folks like yourself are doing. And we just need to do more. And honestly, the time is nothing.
I meant to ask you, so the first point of contact, how was the ask made, or who approached Big Brothers Big Sisters, or did they approach you? How did this whole this journey start?
I did it. I went to contact Big Brothers Big Sisters and just see how we could get involved. I didn't know about corporate mentoring at the time, but I just wanted to, just in my role of community engagement, I was just looking for opportunities for us to do more than just give money. Again, money makes a lot of things happen, but I was looking for something that we could actually be involved with. And this, when I saw the stuff and I was told more about corporate mentoring, I was like, oh, this is great, because it's happening during the week. I see almost all of my colleagues working through lunches. Like, no one is taking that break, but when the mentoring time comes and when our littles are on their way, everyone just stops what they're doing because it's such a positive. So it's all, we owe, it's almost like we owe our employees that hour to get away from their desks and have fun and get a little refresh and get a mental break. And it's just such a positive experience. I really can't say enough. Like, we all leave just boosted. Like, we kind of drag into the meeting, and we're like, but then the littles are here, so then we're excited because they're all excited. And then I'm just speaking for myself, just fueled for the rest of the Thursday afternoon or Friday.
Well, your enthusiasm is certainly infectious. Where do you think, or where do you want the partnership to go throughout ZCL?
I'm going to just work, and I got to thank Joe Santoro, my boss, our vice president of HR, is so supportive of this. We're going to work to make sure that all of our opportunities and all of our communities have this chance to do this. It's not easy, especially if you have operations where you need to be on the floor, you need to be serving clients, and you can't get away for that hour, because we do have a lot of folks like that. But we're going to look for ways to partner. One of the things that we just did in one of our U.S. facilities was sponsor their Bowl for Kids fundraiser. So there's lots of different ways that we can help out. But in Edmonton and other big communities, it might not seem like a donation is enough for you to do, and that's where we thought we could give a little bit of money, but what, no one's going to maybe feel that whole impact. But if 18 of us spend 1 hour a week, look at that contribution.
No, that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing with us and for telling your story. I think it's quite inspirational, and I really liked how you described wherever you are in the company, from the CFO to another individual, or coming down to break some eggs and work with the young people. One question I sometimes get from smaller agencies is, well, we know there's a company across the street, but we're not sure who to approach or how to get our foot in the door, who to talk to. And we know there's so much pressure on profitability and billable hours and everything else. I mean, time is, as you said, our most valuable commodity. What would your advice be to starting that relationship?
Well, it's for the people that are trying to approach an organization. Yeah, the benefits are huge. I like this idea of getting other organizations like ours that have been through it to speak on the behalf of those, because I know that for every hour per week that we give up, let's say it that way, to spend with our little, we get back more smiles, more productivity, more engagement than we could have possibly done without it. It's like trying to get through the day without sleep. You need to stop every once in a while. You need to exercise, you need to eat well, you need to give yourself mental breaks at work. And this does it. It's fantastic. The whole vibe in our building just changes every Thursday. I wish we could do more of it. We get five groups through one a day. I really wish we could do more, but we're kind of where we are right now. But if you ask an organization about what their most important asset is, on what they'd like to change or improve, it would be their people. It would be on how they relate to each other and how they speak to each other and how they work together and collaborate. Every organization is dealing with new supervisors, new leaders, trying to develop them to make them more kind of astute relationships and listening. Listening is probably one of the biggest courses I hear asked for in professional development, on just active listening and being able to really hear what people are saying so that you can act on it instead of just getting into a conflict. And this program is like its own leadership development program in a ball. Like, it's right there for you. To be a good mentor, you have to do all of these things. And that's the skills will transcend.
Yeah, awesome. Was there anything else you wanted to add? Or
No, I don't think. I think I covered all the main. Maybe just back to our company for a second. ZCL's, one of our values is to engage in our community and develop great people. Those are two of the five. And again, back to, you know, why would companies do this? Organizations are trying to live up to the values that they say they are going to live up to and what's going to make them successful. And I bet if you looked at almost any organization's values, you'll see the same kind of language and values that being a mentor would be. To be a participant is a big, whether it's developing great people, engaging in your community, doing the right thing, those are all our values. And this program just speaks to almost all of what we are trying to do. And I think a lot of our...
It's interesting. One of the other major challenges that you identified is the shortage of male mentors, and this isn't just in Alberta. This is across North America, yeah. And there's a lot of speculation due to trans like work schedules and more travel and other pieces and economic challenges. And there's still kind of a stereotype that mentoring is one of those more soft skills that is not as quote unquote manly. But in your company, you're dealing with explosive flammable gas that you keep underground. I mean, this is an extremely manly, quote unquote manly company and field that you're in. High pressure fluid, right? Like how the men of your company are engaging in mentoring. So you're smashing that stereotype.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know where that comes from, and I think that's just an excuse by us being a man. There's no reason that young people who've actually identified and said, boy, it would be nice if I had a male role model, not an expert, because none of us are experts in anything, but not an expert, but just somebody to hang out with, to listen to me. The other thing maybe that it's that the relationship does take time to develop. You shouldn't have to rush it. There shouldn't be no pressure. Trust builds over time. But I just wish more men would step up and say, yeah, you know what? I can contribute 1 hour a week. Because if they do, all of their other hours are going to be better. Like, I get way more out of my time with my young guy than he does, I'm sure. But yeah, there's no reason. It's the other thing you mentioned is about the soft skills. And what I can tell you now as an HR professional is that those are the things that are making and breaking careers. Everybody that comes through the door has the technical skills you're looking for, but it's those people that can work with others well from other departments and functions, that can lead other people, that can avoid sticky situations without getting into conflict. Those are the people that are successful. And those kinds of skills, if you're looking to develop those, this is a great spot as well, because it's all the same tools. Listening, centering on someone other than yourself, the conversation, being able to talk and relate to somebody that's different than you, it's great. It's just a perfect developmental program for yourself. And I would encourage any other professionals or any other males to get involved, because we need you.
I think we should compile a report of the hours that were served by your company, as well as how many eggs were broken in the process here too. Yeah. You must do a couple Costco runs for all the experiments.
Absolutely. But the kids are so great. They pack those. They take so much care in our projects. Plus, we have a lot of engineers on staff. We actually save a lot of eggs.
Well, there you go. No, that's awesome. It's just so much fun. Yeah. No, well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Please visit www.albertamentors.ca to see our resources, explore our content, and learn more about how you can expand and enhance your mentoring program. Please subscribe to our podcast on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, or wherever you find your podcast. And please take a moment to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can watch our webinars and take more of our great content back to your mentoring program. If you have a guest or a topic you would like covered on our show, please shoot us an email. We want to hear your mentoring challenges and celebrate your big wins. Reach out to us at mentor.support@albertamentors.ca